We're doing brachot. We're up to chaf. We'll start again. Chaf amud aleph, the last line in the Mishnah. Nashim v'avadim uktanim peturin mikriat shema. Women, servants, and minors. Machlokas Rashi Tosus, whether we're talking about minors who reach the age of chinuch. And then it's a special kula midrabanon that Chazal didn't want to force his father to teach him kriyat shema. Rashi explains because he's not around at the time of shema to teach him. Or are we talking about katan shelogi alechinuch? Then the question is, what's the big chiddush? So nashim v'avadim uktanim peturin mikriyat shema. They're absolved from their obligation of reading shema. Umina tefillin, and from the obligation of tefillin. Shema and tefillin are mitzvahs asay shazman grama. So women are pater and servants are chayiv like women in mitzvah. So they're also v'chayivin b'tefila u'b'mzuzah v'b'rkat hamazon. And these three are chayav in tefila. So Rabbanan said women and children also have to do tefila. There's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says umidrabanani. Tefila is midrabanan. So what's Rashi talking about? Does Rashi hold that all of tefila is drabanan, or is Rashi coming to say that chachamim were mechayiv them in the tefila drabanan, meaning three times a day? And mezuzah, okay, that's obvious. And berachas hamazon, that's also obvious. It's not mitzvah seishas magrami. So the question is, why did the Mishnah have to say it? And then so from the pasuk, it's not clear whether they're chayv or not. And at the end of the sugya, it doesn't come out clear whether they're chayv midoraisa or midrabanan, as we will see. That's a good question. Let's see the Gemara. So Gemara says, Kriyat Shema, women and are potter from Shema, Pshita. Mitzvata seishas man gramai, v'chom tzot seishas man gramai, nashim pturot. So that seems to be a poshut thing. Was the Mishnah have to tell me this? There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that tells me the rule, so this fits into the rule. Answers the Gemara, mal detema, I might have thought, being that it's so important, it's Kabbalah so Malchus Shemaim. Even though it's Zman Grama, we wouldn't forgo it, and they'd be Chayav. Tamash Malan, that no, they're Potter. The question here is that Mo Detema, that they'd be Chayav Midrabanan, and the Chiddush is they're even Potter Midrabanan? Or is the Mao de Tema that maybe they're Chayv Midoraisa because it's Malchus Shemaim? Umina Tfilin, we said women are Potter from Tfilin to Pshita. That's also Zman Grama. You don't put on Tfilin on Shabbos and Yom Tev. Mao de Tema ilvit kishlim Mezuzah, I might think women are Chayv in Mezuzah, and the Pasuk puts them both in the same Pasuk. It says Ukshartam, Uksaptam. So the pasuk seems to equate them. So maybe just like women are chayv in mezuzah, they should be chayv in tefillin. Kamash malon, that no, they're not chayav in tefillin. Okay, doesn't say that they're also, they're just not chayav. Mechayvin b'tefillah. So the Gemara says, derach minenu. Why are they chayv in tefillah? Because tefillah is something that everyone needs. It's their own benefit. Being that tefillah is described as a time-oriented mitzvah, night, morning, and noon. Kim mitzvah to say shazman grama dami, then I should treat it like a mitzvah to say shazman grama, and they should be potter kamash malon. So here there's a big question what the whole order of the Gemara is. Because Kamash Malam, that what? That they're chayav and once a day and three times a day, if you read it the way we have it. I might have thought it goes based on morning, noon, and night, and that's why they should be potter. No. So, yeah. I'll tell you. There's a Rashi that discusses tefillah as being something that you need a chayei shor. Rashi. The Gemara describes that there was once a student who got up from learning to go daven. It was time to daven. His Rebbe said, "How could you leave chayei olam and go be osek in chayei shor?" So Rashi says, "Why is tefillah chayei shor? Because it's your basic needs, like you're saying. It's the parnasa. It's the things a person needs on a day-to-day basis. I think that's the idea of rachmihi. Even though there's room to say that the word rachum, rachmei, is Aramaic, and then rachmei is to love. That tefillah is the love, the connection of love. You can't take that from them. But I don't think that's the pshat here. But I'm not sure. That's a good question. So let's see Tosis. Betvila pshita. Given the chsiv erev avokav tzoraim masicha ve'eme, kemitza sesesha zman gram mahavi, kamash malan, derachmenini. V'rashi lo goris le. Rashi isn't goris this whole thing that tvila pshita. Why? Share tvila de rabbanani. Umay mitzvah to say, shaykh ibe. Tefillah is all drabbanan. What's shaykh to say mitzvah as man graman a drabbanan? Mashma from Tosfos that on drabbanan's shazman grama. Women are chayv. Umikol makom yesh leyashev da'alel drabbanan menashim pturot mei hay taima tenzatze shazman gramai. So Tosfos says, but maybe you could answer that. You see, they are pater from mitzvah to say shazman grama that are drabbanan like halal. Kidamin besukam, mishaya evet veisha, o katan makrinoto, o neachahin, mashem umrim, dena shome patur, nikiatan, kivan shem paturim. So the Talmud doesn't overtly say over there they're patur because it's man grama, but that's how Tosfos interprets it. So we have an interesting question in Tosfos. Are women patur from mitzvah sased rabbanon shaz man grama? And the question is, what's the maskana of the Gemara over here? Are women chayv in tefillah? Are they chayv in tefillah once a day, three times a day? It's a good question. You see, there are different girsos in the Gemara, and there are different understandings as to what the Gemara is saying here. And halacha l'maisa, there are different understandings. The simple reading of the halacha is that women are chayv in tefillah. But the question is, are they chayv in tefillah three times a day? Or maybe they're chayv in tefillah on the basic level. And then all they have to do is say something of Shevach, a Bakasha, and conclude with Shevach. After you look at the Shulchan Aruch, look at the Magen Avraham. After you've looked at the Magen Avraham, think about the Magen Avraham, and then see.